Obviously, offensively, we struggled, and we let our offensive struggles keep us from making other plays to impact winning. You know, we got beat up on the glass. We got beat up, you know, we too many turnovers trying to – they packed it in defensively, so it was tough for us to finish inside. And we have to have – when they're packing it in like that, we have – our ball movement's got to be better, and we have to have everybody on the floor looking at, and hunting their shot. We had guys that were hesitant when they had opportunities to take shots, okay? And when you pass up a good shot, the best look that you're going to get into possession, that's when you lead to forcing passes inside, turning the ball over. So we have to have guys – especially when they're packing it in like that, they have to look for the shot more on the perimeter.
Talk about Hunter Nelson a little bit. I mean, he came in, he obviously hit the buzzer beater, but you know, he had a couple of other threes too in the game. How nice is it to have somebody to come off the bench like that that can give you a big three every night?
Yeah, that's exactly why Hunter Nelson's on the floor, because he will look for his shot. He will shoot the ball when he is open. And he's an athletic kid, and he can get up and guard a little bit too. So Hunter continues to earn himself more and more minutes. And it's because he's aggressive. You know, he's not scared to shoot the ball when he's open, and he's not scared to get up and guard. So I thought Hunter played well tonight.
And he's also getting some points, so double-digit a game, though.
Yep.
Talk about his performance.
Grant continues to just he stacks days in practice. When we're not practicing, he's getting shots up at Coach Hoyg's place. I've talked to this. You know, I've talked to you about this before. He puts in the work, man. So it's not a secret when you work hard at something and it truly means something to you. That hard work's going to pay off eventually, and it's nice to see that paying off for him. Got in foul trouble tonight, but he's guarding one of the best scorers in the conference tonight that attacks off the dribble. So Grant was big for us tonight. I would say Grant Petty and Hunter Nelson were big for us tonight, keeping us in it, especially in the second half, giving us a chance. I think we got it down to 5 or 6.
Yeah, we did.
Just couldn't get over the hump from there. But credit to both of them. They're a big reason why we had a chance to do some things there in the second half.
Talk about Glenwood on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week. Glenwood's got one of the better scorers in the conference, too, Aiden Gibson. He had 17 or 20 the first time we played him. But we have to go back and back to the drawing board offensively and find some answers there. 36 points isn't going to beat anybody or whatever we scored tonight. So, and defensively as well. So we'll have our work cut out for us in Glenwood, but we'll be ready to go, and we'll give a better effort than we did tonight.